Intercepting a pass from Bukic to Al Carmichael in the end zone, and Sokolosis making the extra point has given the Trojans the 7-point bulge. We have 6 minutes and about 50 seconds left to play in the third period. Tight T in the backfield for Wisconsin on this move. Haluska takes the ball, fades back, throws a pass downfield. It's completed to Peters. Peters at the 40-yard line. It's hit at the 40-yard line, pushed back to about the 39-yard line. Haluska to Jeff Peters. Peters, the receiver, is down on his own 38-yard line. Officials come in immediately. And let's see, that's not going to be enough for a first down for Wisconsin. However, they have moved up to within about a yard or a yard and a half of making it a first down. Makes it second, let's call it one. Second and one on the 38. The ball about 20 yards in the sideline on this side of the field. Wisconsin pass, Haluska to Kenton Peters. Wide flanker moving to the left is Gerald Witt. Behind the balance line with the end split out of yard, Haluska takes the ball and fades off to the left, getting protection from Amici. Throws downfield, and there's a completed forward pass to the 50. It is Gerald DeWitt. Picked that ball off the 50-yard line. Picked up two more as he stepped over to the 48-yard line. In the territory of Southern California, tackled by Harry Welsh, the defensive halfback. It's Wisconsin's ball on the 48-yard line in Trojan territory. First down and 10 yards to go. And the Badger cheering section sets up the howl of go, go, go. First down, 10 yards to go for the Badgers on the Southern California 48-yard line. Tight T in the backfield. Haluska takes the ball, fades back, throws a little screen pass out in the flat on the left side. It's completed. The receiver down to the 40, down to the 35-yard line. That's Gerald Witt. And is hit at the 35-yard line in Southern Cal territory and dumped. But a red flag has gone down on the field, and it looks as though we're going to have a penalty to be charged against Southern California for illegal use of hands.
Official's marker is on the Trojan 46.
On the Trojan 46-yard line is where the penalty occurred, where the infraction of the rule incurred. And we'll see what's going to happen. Illegal use of hands by Southern California. That means they'll be penalized from the 46-yard line where the foul occurred. The official is about to step it off right now after having made the signals to the press box and for everyone in the stadium here to see. Ball being stepped down to the Southern California 30-yard line. Wisconsin's ball, first down, 10 yards to go. 15 yards into the sideline across the way. Well, this is definitely a break for the Badgers. They're trailing in this ball game 7-0. Southern California leading. Southern Cal at game time. We're 6.5-point favorites. Flank T for Wisconsin. The flank is to the left. The balance line, as usual, with the end split of the yard. Haluska pitching back to Big Amici, the fullback, who tries the left side of the line, is hit over on the 30 and knocked out of bounds on the 30-yard line by Lyndon Crow of Corcoran, California, playing defensive right halfback for Southern Cal. Ball moved up to the 30-yard line, or down to the 30-yard line, depending upon which way you look at it. If you're looking at it from the Wisconsin side of the fence, they've moved down to the Southern California 30. 2 yards, second down, and about 9.5 to 10 yards to go. It's very close to being 10 yards. Burks on the flank for Wisconsin on the T formation. Haluska takes the ball, fades back 10 yards, throws a pass that is incomplete to Gerald Witt. Scoots right out of his crooked arms down on the 30-yard line. The motion was going to the right, fading off to the right. The pass was made in that direction. That'll make a third down. Let's call it 10 yards to go for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 30-yard line. 5 minutes left to play in the third period, with Southern Cal leading Wisconsin 7-0. And a very hard-fought battle here this afternoon. It's had the thousands here in the stadium really jumping around. Flanker off to the right for Wisconsin is Gerald Witt. The end just split about 2 to 3 yards on this play. Haluska takes the ball, turns around, pitches back to Amici. Two-man interference. Amici drives the ball down to the 25-yard line. Bob Piviani, the left guard, rolling under to make the stop for Southern Cal. Sort of slid over and just rolled under the play on the 25-yard line to stop Amici. He had to take interference and all, and he did it. It'll be fourth down for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 25-yard line, about 16, 17 yards in the sideline on this side of the field. Fourth down and 5. They send the flanker DeWitt way out to the left. The ends are split wide. Wouldn't surprise at all to see a pass play on this one. Haluska takes the ball and fades back. That's what it's going to be. Throws a little screen pass. It's completed on the 30 to Andrakowski. Andrakowski down to the 10 and out of bounds on the 11-yard line. He stepped back to avoid a tackler and stepped out on the 11. Craig Clayton was the fellow who bottled him up on the 10. So it is first down, 10 yards to go for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 11-yard line. Yeah, one can never tell. This is a pretty tight spot. And time is being taken out by Southern California. And with Southern California taking time out, the score is Southern California 7, Wisconsin nothing, but Wisconsin's on the drive. But fans, how you fix for blades? You know how a fella sometimes gets down to his last Gillette Blue Blade, forgets to buy a fresh package, and winds up having to make an old blade do? So keep plenty on hand to avoid inconvenience and discomfort. And now's a swell time to stock up. While the supply of combination blades holds up, you'll get a 35-cent tube of Gillette shaving cream, leather or brushless, as a bonus with a dispenser holding 20 easy shaving Gillette Blue Blades for 98 cents, price of the blades alone. Believe me, Gillette shaving creams are superb beard softeners and make shaving lots easier. Also, they contain K34, the valuable facial antiseptic. Ask for Gillette's bonus special now. The supply of combination packages is going fast. Look sharp. Feel sharp. Be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. Well, believe me, this has turned out to be a pretty sharp ball game. Down on the Southern Cal 11-yard line, it's Wisconsin's ball. First down, 10 yards on the 11. 15 yards in the sideline on this side of the field. Now let's see what the operation is down on the field. A flanker to the left. Hanuska is ready to take the ball tight under center. He does. Fades off to the left, getting protection from Amici. Throws a pass downfield to Burke, and it's incomplete at the goal line, just over Burke's fingertips. Burke tried to grab that ball before having stepped out of bounds, but Lyndon Crowe was there also. Burke wasn't able to get his hand on the ball. That's Archie Burks from Louisville, Kentucky, a senior at 165 pounds. He has taken the place of Bill Hutchinson at left halfback for Wisconsin. Substitute in for Southern California, out comes number 77. 77 coming out of the ball game. That's Walt Ashcraft from Long Beach, California. Coming into the ball game, Charlie Anne. A-N-E, pronounces his name Anne, from Honolulu. Second down, 10 yards to go for Wisconsin on the Southern California 11-yard line. Flankte is off to the left. Aluska waiting for the ball. Pitches back to Amici, the big fella, with one man interference. Cracks off the right side. Drives down to the 10-yard line. Struggles and fights his way to about the 8. And that's all. Down he goes on the 8-yard line. Rolling onto the play that time. Well, as a young fella right now is being shaken up, that's Timberlake. Ball is resting on the naked 7-yard line. That's where the official placed it, on the 7, right in front of the goalpost. Third down, about 6. Third and 6 for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 7. Using almost an 8-man line of defense now, Southern Cal, as the tee is off to the left. Aluska taking the ball, fading off, goes into the end zone, incomplete. As he goes out of bounds, just about the goal line. Irvin Andrakowski, the right end, was down there to try to receive that ball, but it was about 2 feet over his head, and he couldn't make it. It'll be fourth down coming up for Wisconsin. Fourth down and 6 yards to go for Wisconsin on the Southern California 7-yard line. Coming in at quarterback, Burton Hubley from Bloomer, Wisconsin. He's the fellow that holds for the point after touchdowns, etc. Are they going to try one? They certainly are. Paul Swaco is going to try for a field goal. And he'll kick the ball from the 14-yard line. Waiting for the ball to be snapped back. It's going to be Gerald Witt to hold that ball. Jerry Witt. And he does not kick the ball. Jerry Witt takes the pass from center, runs off the right side to the 5, and to the 4, and he is knocked out of bounds on the 5-yard line, and there's a clipping penalty. There is a clipping penalty down on the field. Who draws that clipping penalty, we'll know in a moment. It could be Wisconsin, or it could be Southern California. The ball was out of bounds on the 4. Of course, that will not be a first down for Wisconsin, but we'll know in a moment who draws the penalty. A clipping penalty is being charged, apparently against Wisconsin. Apparently against Wisconsin. That'll go from the point of foul. And while we wait for them to line up down there, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. On Wisconsin was
declined by Southern. This is Billings, KGHL, the Northwestern Auto Supply Company station.
Right back here at Pasadena, California, in the Rose Bowl. This is Al Helfer with Graven Dyer. Southern California has declined the 15-yard penalty for clipping against Wisconsin, what means they take over the ball on call at the 3-yard line. So it's Southern California's ball on their own 3. First down and 10 yards to go with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to play in the third period. Southern Cal is leading in this Rose Bowl game, 7-0. A hike over to the right to single wing for Southern California. Sellers, the fullback, takes the ball and bucks into the right side of the line, and he moves over about 1 yard up to the four. We have a substitution now for Southern California. Harold Hahn is coming into the ball game. He's from Honolulu. He'll replace Sellers at fullback. So the backfield now for Southern California is Bozanic at quarter, Rudy Bukic at left halfback, Al Carmichael at right half, and Harold Hahn, weighing 186 pounds, is at fullback. Al Carmichael is going out of the ball game, and we're going to have someone coming in for him. Let's see. It's going to be Cook. Apparently, they're going to get this ball out of there on 2nd and 9. We have Dave Samitsky coming back into the game for Wisconsin, so it proves that he wasn't shaken up too bad. Samitsky coming back in at left tackle for Wisconsin, replacing Mark Haig. There is Cook standing in front of his own goalpost. The ball is snapped to him. He gets the boot away. It's a nice one coming downfield. This kid can kick. On the 40-yard line is Paul Swaco taking the ball and runs it back 5 more yards to the Southern Cal 35, where he's hit and dropped by Ron Miller and also Lou Welsh, the center and captain of Southern Cal. So it is Wisconsin's ball on the Southern Cal 35-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go, 15 yards in from the sideline on the side of the field. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the third period. Southern Cal leading 7-0. A pass from Bukic to Al Carmichael in the end zone for 6 points, and Sagalaksis made the extra point. He's the specialist here, kicking the extra point. Made it good, and it's 7-0 Southern Cal. Wide flank to the left on the tee for Wisconsin on 1st and 10 on the Trojan 35. Winding up with the ball is Burks, the left halfback, on the handoff. Bucks his way down to the 30-yard line, stepping off between right guard and right tackle with George Timberlake, the linebacker, making the stop for Southern California. That'll make it 2nd down coming up and 5 yards to gain. 2nd and 5 for Wisconsin on the 30-yard line in Southern California territory, as the Badgers go back and huddle on the Southern Cal 35-yard line. Up they come, stepping to the line of scrimmage, splitting the ends wide, sending a flanker to the left. That is Gerald Witt, the flanker on the left. And Rakowski is back at right end now for Wisconsin. Haluska calling the signals out, takes the ball and fades off to the left, gets protection from Amici. There's a pass being thrown way downfield. Witt is not going to get this one. It's intercepted by Lyndon Crow right on the 6-yard line. Was it intercepted before he stepped out? We'll know that in a moment. Apparently, it was intercepted before he stepped out of bounds on the far sideline. And it's taken on the 7-yard line, meaning that the interception gives Southern California the ball on their own 7. First down and 10 yards to go. Well, you men who are enjoying this broadcast this afternoon will get a heap of shaving satisfaction with the Gillette Super Speed Razor. It changes blades in a jiffy, rinses clean instantly, and gives the best-looking, most refreshing shaves ever. First down, 10 yards to go for the Trojans on their own 7. Aramis Dandoy in at left halfback. He's in the tailback position right now. Takes the ball, fades off to the right, and cracks over his own right tackle, moving from the 7 to about the 9 for 2 yards, with John Dixon making the stop for Wisconsin. The ball moves up to the 9-yard line. Dornberg was also in on the play. Dornberg's a left linebacker. Ball on the 9-yard line for a pickup of 2, making it 2nd and 8 for Southern Cal on their own 9. 15 yards into the sideline across the way. Running out of the single wing to the right, it is Dandoy from Torrance, California, in the tailback, about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. They hike into a short kick formation. Dandoy stays in the tailback. The ball is given to the fullback, Hahn. He's through the middle of the line, bucks over the 10 up to about the 13. Hit and dropped at either the 13 or 14 by John Dixon and Dornberg. That ball is going to be on the 14-yard line, apparently. It's going to be that close to the 15. The ball is being placed down at the 14-yard line. That's exactly where it's being placed, on the 14. About 15 yards in from the sideline across the way, makes it 3rd down and approximately 3 yards to go for the University of Southern California. They lead 7-0 over Wisconsin. About 40 seconds to play in the third period. There's a short kick formation once more. The hike out of the single wing into that short kick. And there's a spin and a give to the halfback. Carmichael coming off the wing. He's around the left side. Up to the 20-yard line. Hit at the 20, but shakes the tackler off and fights his way to his own 25-yard line, where he goes out of bounds with John Dixon of Wisconsin hanging on. Al Carmichael of Inglewood, California, in at right halfback. The boy who came off the wing that time with a short kick formation was a spin by the fullback Hahn in the short bucking spot. He gave it over to the halfback coming off the left side. So it's a 1st down and 10 yards to go for Southern California on their own 25-yard line. 15 yards in from the sideline on his side of the field. Running out of the single wing to the right, as they usually do, it is Dandoy in the tailback. The ball comes back, however, to the fullback Hahn. He pounds his way into the right side of the line, hitting the 25-yard stripe, moves over to about the 27. Again, Dixon is in there to make the stop, along with O'Brien. Dornberg was also in on the play. The ball resting on the cover 28-yard line. That makes it second down and seven on the pickup of 3 yards by the plunging fullback, Harold Hahn. Scarlet-shirted or cardinal-shirted Trojans come out of the line. And there is the end of the third period. And the score is Southern Cal 7 and Wisconsin nothing. Well, fans, enjoy the best-looking, most invigorating shaves ever and save money to boot. Ask for Gillette's bonus special now on store counters everywhere. You pay nothing for a 35-cent tube of Gillette leather or Gillette brushless shaving cream with the purchase of a dispenser holding 20 Gillette blue blades for 98 cents. That's just the price of the blades alone. Gillette blue blades are the sweetest shaving blades on earth. Yes, sir, and Gillette shaving creams are superb beard softeners that contain K34, the amazing facial antiseptic. So take advantage of this money-saving opportunity. Ask for Gillette's bonus special. Get the combination package holding both the blades and cream for only 98 cents. But hurry, the supply is limited. Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. We're moving into the fourth quarter of the Rose Bowl game at Pasadena, California. And Norbert Esser from Madison, Wisconsin comes in to replace Lundeen at right end for Wisconsin on the defense. Second down and 7 yards to go for Southern Cal on their own 28-yard line as they've changed sides now. And Southern Cal defends a goal to our left, a goal to the north. Dan Doy from a short kick formation in the tailback spot fades off to the right, throws a pass downfield. It's completed on the 38-yard line to George Bozanic, the quarterback who sneaked across the line, button hooked off to the right, took the ball, hit at the 38, and dropped to the 39. John Dixon making the stop for Wisconsin. Well, that's going to be enough for Southern Cal. First down on their own 39-yard line. The ball equidistant between sidelines. It's been quite a ball game here this afternoon. Not a high-scoring affair, but a hard-fought ball game. Southern Cal leads 7-0 over Wisconsin. Short kick formation with Dan Doy in the tailback and Hahn up close. Hahn taking the ball and a direct buck off the left side. He's through the left side of the line, up to the 50-yard line, cracking tackle, hit and dropped on the Wisconsin 47-yard line. Burton Hubley and Paul Schwako making the stop for Wisconsin as Southern Cal picks up another first down on the Wisconsin 47. That Hahn really went through there like a pistol shot. Single wing over to the right. They break out of that on the second set of signals into a short kick formation. And from the tailback, it is Dendoy running the right side of the line, keeps the ball, and files into the 42-yard line. Dornberg making the stop with Carl Martin. Carl Martin, the defensive right tackle. Second and about five. Second down and 5 yards to go. And time is being called out by Southern California. Southern California calling timeout. The score is Southern Cal 7 and Wisconsin, rather, Southern Cal 7, Wisconsin nothing. Well, fans, I'm giving it to you straight when I say that a man enjoys utmost shaving comfort and convenience with a one-piece Gillette Super Speed Razor. This razor sets up whiskers as a barber does and skims them off as easy as pie. Yes, sir, it gives you the best-looking, most refreshing shaves of your life. What's more, it changes blades presto, rinses clean in a jiffy, and never jams or clogs. Why not see for yourself how quick and easy and how smooth and refreshing shaving can be? Why not get a one-piece Gillette Super Speed Razor and enjoy matchless shaving satisfaction? Ask for a Gillette Super Speed Razor set at any convenience store. You'll get the razor plus a handy Gillette Blue Blade dispenser and easy opening styrene travel case for just $1. The Trojan Band, let's listen. Well, we're getting ready for the action down on the field now as Wisconsin comes out of its huddle. The ball resting on the 42-yard line of Wisconsin, where the upcoming down for Southern Cal is a second. They have 5 yards to gain. A hike to the right in a single wing. They break out of that as the end split wide into a short kick formation. Dan Doy in the tailback. The ball to Hahn, the fullback in the bucking spot. Hits off the left side over the 40-yard line down to about the 38. Again, that's Dixon rolling under the middle linebacker. Number 67, Bob Kennedy, the middle guard, also in on the play. He rolled under along with the middle linebacker. And the official has asked for the chain to be rolled out to see whether or not it's going to be a first down for Southern Cal on the Wisconsin approximately 38-yard line. There's the chain being stretched. It is not enough for Southern Cal first down. Means third and about a half yard to go. Could even be shorter than that. Probably about a foot. So the clock continues to run with 13 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the fourth period. Ball about 20 yards in from the sideline on this side of the field. Single wing over to the right. Hahn from the bucking spot hits the right side of the line and drives up to the 35. And that's going to be enough for a first down. Hit and stop by the left side of the Wisconsin forward wall. Szyminski, Werman, Kennedy moved over from his middle guard job to be also in on the play. Number 67, Bob Kennedy, was on the bottom of that pile. First down and 10 yards to go for the Trojans on the Wisconsin 35-yard line. Ball is about 20 yards in from the sideline on this side of the field. Now we're set to go. There's the 5-3-3 defense now. There's pitch out from the fullback to Dandoy running out of the short kick formation. Dandoy up to the 30, hit at the 30 on the line of scrimmage by Dixon, and Swaco got it right back to the 30-yard line. So from the 35 to the 30 for just about a 5-yard pickup. Makes it second and 5 for Southern Cal on the Wisconsin 30-yard line. But less now than 12 minutes to play in the fourth period. Southern Cal leading 7-0. Single wing to the right. Out of at the end, split wide. They go into a short kick formation. Dando in the tailback. Hahn handling the ball. Hands off to Carmichael coming around. The reverse has a one-man interference, and Carmichael gets back to the line of scrimmage at the 30 on the far sideline and knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Swaco, and number 62 was also in on that play. That's George O'Brien. George O'Brien was the final fellow to push him out of bounds. Back on the 31, actually. Makes it the third down coming up and about 5.5 yards to go. Let's call it 6 yards to go. Southern Cal moving up to the line of scrimmage on the Wisconsin 31. Flanker out to the right on a single wing. They hop into a short kick formation. He stays out there. Dandoy in the tail, rather Bukic in the tailback now. Takes the ball and fades back. Throws a pass to L. Carmichael down on the 30-yard line. It's completed. He steps 1 yard, and that's all. He's stopped by Archie Burks. Archie Burks making the stop for Wisconsin. Helping him on the play was Dornberg. Ball right on the 29-yard line. 15 yards in the sideline on this side of the field. And Southern Cal's ball, 4th and 4 on the Wisconsin 29. Southern Cal out in front, 7-0. Been a bitterly contested ball game all the way. Single wing to the right once more for Southern Cal behind a balance line. The end split wide and they hike into a short kick formation with Bukic in the tailback. Bukic takes the ball, fades back, throws right down the middle to the 20-yard line to Nikoloff. It's completed, and he's down immediately on the 20-yard line by Burton Hubley. Burton Hubley helped by John Dixon. First down, 10 yards to go for the Trojans on the Wisconsin 20-yard line. These Trojans have been moving here this afternoon by air. And Wisconsin is taking a little time out down there. While Wisconsin takes time out, let's get over to Braven Dyer. Braven, do you think the 7 points is going to hold up, buddy?
Well, you won't begrudge me if I say I hope so. You know, after 6 long years of drought, I was going to say, if you ask me, looks like everything is almost Dandoy out there for us right now, doesn't it?
Oh, you made one.
Well, it's a tremendous game, Al, as you've been calling it. And I don't know how you could get two more evenly matched teams together than these two that we have out here today. Here they've gone almost 2 hours now. It's a little more than 2 hours, and the score is just 7-0. And with a little more luck, why, Wisconsin could have had 7 points. The players on both teams are playing it right to the hilt all the way through, and it looks as if Southern California's depth on the bench, with Dandoy and Bukic coming in to replace the injured Sears, may be the deciding factor. Amici has played a tremendous game for Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin line has done a tremendous job. But just as a lot of the experts predicted, Wisconsin might have a little trouble stopping Southern Cal's passing attack, and that has been it. Some wonderful passing by this Rudy Bukic. You know, I was talking to Norman Van Brocklin the other night about Bukic's passing ability. You know, Norm is pretty good, and I said that young boy is good enough to play a lot of football. He doesn't get much rating and much mention because, after all, when you're second string to an All-American, you don't play too much, do you, Al Helfer?
That's absolutely right, Brevin. By George, when you're understudying an All-American, you sit on the bench and bite your fingernails. Well, it's fingernail biting time again. First down, 10 yards to go for Southern Cal on the Wisconsin 20-yard line. We have a new backfield in for Southern California. We'll set it for you in a moment. In the meantime, it's Dando in the tailback, and Summers is back at full, and he takes the ball from the bucking spot, hits the center of the line, and is stopped by Dave Siminski. After about a yard pickup, moving the ball to the 19-yard line, right in front of the goalpost. Ball equidistant between sidelines on the 19 in the territory of Wisconsin. The backfield for Southern California, Bozanic at quarter. Armis Dandoy at left halfback. The fullback is Leon Sellers. At right halfback, Al Kirkland from Bakersfield, California, making his first appearance. Senior right halfback. Short kick formation with the end split wide for Southern Cal. Dandoy in the tailback. Runs off to the right, fakes a pass, and is hit behind the line of scrimmage on the 20-yard line to lose a yard. Coming in there is Jerry Werman, also Siminski. This boy Siminski and Werman have both been playing fine games on the left side of the line for Wisconsin. And Amici has been doing a great job for Wisconsin, as Braven Dyer pointed out a minute ago. It's still 7-0, Southern Cal over Wisconsin, with about 9 minutes and 45 seconds left to play in the fourth period. Southern Cal has the ball on the Wisconsin 20, third down and about 9. They go again into a short kick formation with Dandoy in the tailback. The ball is Sellers, and he spins and hands off to Kirkland, who comes around off the left side, cracks in off his own left tackle between left tackle and end, and moves the ball to the 15. He was stopped by two Wisconsin men. See who gets up off the bottom of that pile. That's O'Brien getting up. O'Brien along with Bob Kennedy. And once again, we're having a little timeout down there for a substitution, apparently, for Southern California. We're going to get a Southern California substitution coming in the ball game. Dandoy goes out at left halfback. Dandoy's going out at left halfback. Al Kirkland goes out at right halfback, and we have somebody else coming in to try for the extra point. It's going to be Sokoloxis. Sokoloxis to try for a field goal. He's the extra point kicker. He's going to try for a field goal, and to hold the ball will be Harry Welsh. Sokoloxis. He spells his name T-S-A-G-A-L-A-K-I-S and pronounces it Sokoloxis. Well, there's a tongue twister for you. The ball is resting right now on the 15-yard line, right in front of the Wisconsin uprights. Sokoloxis will try for a field goal. Is that Sokoloxis? Let's check and be sure. That's right. Sokoloxis. And Harry Welsh will hold the ball. Ready for it to be snapped back from center, Lou Welsh. Back it comes. It's booted. And it is no good. It hits on the right side of the goalpost and bounces back onto the playing field. Bounces back onto the playing field. The ball is being given to the official now. He'll walk it out to the 20-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 yards to go for Wisconsin. That ball was just inches from being right through the uprights. That's as close as he'll come to making a field goal and ever making it. I think everybody was holding breath here this afternoon. It's still a 7-0 ball game as Southern Cal was trying to pick up some insurance. Now Wisconsin puts the ball in play on their own 21st and 10 and sends a flanker to the left on the T formation. Haluska calling the signals out for Wisconsin behind the balance line. Takes the ball, fades off, looks around, looks for someone to pass to, who's being chased now, throws the pass way downfield. There's Witt trying to get it, but it's out of bounds on the 50-yard line. Jerry Witt almost had his hands on that ball, almost got under it on the 50-yard line, but to get under it, he had to step out of bounds, and of course, that was all. In the backfield now for Wisconsin, Haluska at quarter. Bill Hutchinson is back at left halfback. Alan Amici is the fullback, and Jerry Witt is the right halfback. The ends are Andrakowski at right end and Kenton Peters at left end. We tell you this because we're expecting a lot of passes to fill the air here by Wisconsin with 9 minutes left to play in the ball game. Second down and 10 yards to go for Wisconsin on their own 20-yard line. With the end split wide a yard and a tight tee in the backfield, Haluska takes the ball and fades back, gets protection from three men, throws a screen pass. It's completed on the 15-yard line. The receiver steps to the 25, is hit on the 30, and finally dropped. Jerry Witt stepping all the way down to the 30-yard line, hit at the 30, and dropped on his own 32-yard line. Bob Van Doren trailed the play and finally made the stop from behind. So it's first down and 10 yards to go for Wisconsin on their own 32-yard line, 15 yards in the sideline across the way. 8 minutes and 40 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter, with Southern Cal leading Wisconsin in a fine ball game, 7-0. Witt comes to the flank on the left for Wisconsin as Haluska takes the ball and makes as if to go back, but hands the ball over to his fullback, Amici. The big fella pounds without interference through the right side of the line, right guard and right tackle. moves up to the 40-yard line, is hit at the 40, fights his way onto the 44, where it's first down and 10 yards to go for Wisconsin. George Timberlake making the stop for Southern California. Wisconsin's ball on their own 44, first down and 10 yards to go. As the Badgers come battling back here with 7 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the fourth period. From a short kick formation, Wisconsin has a short kick formation going down there. And in the tailback is Haluska. Haluska throws a pass off to the right to Jerry Witt. Jerry on the 40-yard line stumbles and falls, but not quite down. He catches himself and drives down to the 50-yard line. Moves down to the 48-yard line as he's finally hit by Marvin Goo and driven out of bounds on the far sidelines across the way. Say, is that going to be enough for first down? I hardly think so. It'll look like second and about 2 yards. Second and about two for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 48. The ball is on the 48-yard line, 15 yards in from the sideline across the way. Southern Cal sends a tackle in. That's DeRay. Mario DeRay is in at defensive left tackle, rather defensive right tackle for Southern California. He's from Crockett, California, sophomore, 214 pounds. Flanker off to the left is Gerald DeWitt. Second and two for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 48. Haluska takes the ball, fades off to the left, is almost caught behind the line. He's going to throw the ball downfield. DeWitt's in the open and grabs that ball on the 15-yard line and is down immediately. Down by Lyndon Crow. Jerry Witt was out in the open for a moment, and Lyndon Crow closed in on him on the 15-yard line in one of the finest long passes of the day. Haluska to Jerry Witt, the right halfback of Wisconsin. So the Badgers have driven down now to the 15-yard line in Southern Cal territory. 15 yards in from the sideline across the way with 7 minutes left to play in the fourth period. Out come the Badgers in a hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Witt goes out to the flank on the right. Hutchinson goes out to the flank on the right. T formation in the backfield. Haluska takes the ball and hands off to Amici, who tries the right side of the line. The neck-high tackle by Fausch gets him at the line of scrimmage. He pushes him back, actually. Pushing back, actually, to about the 17-yard line for a loss of a pair of yards. On the Southern California